This park in Lincoln, Nebraska is a favorite gathering place for the close to 1,000 people who constitute the largest Yazidi community in North America. Many of the men served as translators for the U.S. military, which eased the way to asylum for them and their families. Others came through refugee assistance programs.
The Yazidi have found a peaceful, happy life here in Nebraska, but they can't forget the suffering of their people back home.
Faisal has not heard from his sister and her family in Iraq since Islamic State fighters seized them last year.
I don't think ever anything happened or anything come up as bad as Islamic State to this world. This is the worst thing.
Through the Yazda organization formed by Yazidi Americans last year, 18-year-old Faril Parali has posted an online petition to President Obama.
We ask that Mr. President Barack Obama to help us and help the females, the girls, women that has been captured and used as a sex slavery.
Yazda Vice President Hadi Pir says the Yazidi are in greater need of help than Syrian refugees.
Syrian refugees are a temporary problem. It's going to be a temporary problem, but I believe Yazidi refugee situation is maybe even a permanent one. What if ISIS next move it's actually inside Kurdistan territories? Then all the Yazidis are concentrated there.
Yazidis are Kurdish-speaking Iraqi nationals, but many Muslims reject them as infidels because their religion borrows from many traditions. The Yazidis differ from most other refugees in that Islamic State has specifically targeted them for genocide. More than 90,000 petition signers have shown support for the Yazidi cause, but the United States, Russia, and regional governments have yet to agree on a coordinated strategy against Islamic State. And the Yazidis remain just a small part of the Middle East's refugee crisis. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Lincoln, Nebraska.